Don't ask me what any of this is. I don't know. I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid I'll let you down. I'm afraid I won't be able to go through for you. I'm afraid I won't be able to come up with the money. I'm afraid I can't do it. I'm afraid of the future. So I'll avoid it. I don't even know if you can call it a program anymore. It's nothing so defined as a program. Of experimental dance and popped music, collaged together with your mind in mind. Normally, that's what it is. But now I'm afraid of the future, so I don't want to call on the past, but I don't want to illustrate what I'm thinking about. I want to express it. Welcome to the chill room.
If your brain waited this long to talk to your hand, the cigarette would burn right through your fingers. It's too long. I just smoked a deck of cigarettes and forgot to blow out the smoke.
Just minutes away. Just minutes away. Just minutes away. Just On the right track, finding all the pieces we lack. I'm not his friend, but that's alright. I say I hope I'm not his friend, but that's alright. Couldn't something special. Could have been great. Could have been something alright. But we never did eat at that time. So what do you know? I see that he's not happy. Thank you.
into being open and flexible with money also teaches the value of strategic generosity, a variation on the old trick of giving what you are about to take. By giving the appropriate gift, you put the recipient under obligation. Generosity softens people up to be deceived. By gaining a reputation for liberality, you win people's admiration while distracting them from your power plays. By strategically spreading your wealth, you charm the other courtiers, creating pleasure and making valuable allies. For everyone able to play with money, thousands more are locked in a self-destructive refusal to use money creatively and strategically. These types represent the opposite pole to the powerful, and you must learn to recognize them, either to avoid their poisonous natures or to turn their inflexibility to your advantage. The greedy fish. The greedy fish take the human side out of money. Cold and ruthless, they see only the lifeless balance sheet, viewing others solely as either pawns or obstructions in their pursuit of wealth. No one wants to work with a greedy fish, and over the years they end up isolated and often lose their own. The bargain demon. Powerful people judge everything by what it costs, not just in money, but in time, dignity, and peace of mind. And this is exactly what bargain demons cannot do. Wasting valuable time digging for bargains, they worry endlessly about what they could have gotten elsewhere for little less. On top of that, the bargain item they buy is often shabby, perhaps it needs costly repairs, or will have to be replaced twice as fast as a high-quality item. The costs of these pursuits are not always in money, but in time and peace of mind, discourage normal people from undertaking. But for a bargain, the bargain is an end in itself. These types may seem to harm only themselves, but their attitudes are contagious. Unless you resist them, they will infect you with the insecure feeling that you should have worked harder to find a cheaper price. Do not argue with them or try to change them. Just mentally add up the cost in time and inner peace of the irrational pursuit of a bargain. The sadist. Financial sadists play vicious power games with money as a way of asserting their power. They might, for example, make you wait for money that is owed you, promising you that the check is in the mail. Or if they hire you to work for them, they meddle in every aspect of the job, haggling and giving you ulcers. If you are unlucky enough to get involved with this type, accepting a financial loss may be better in the long run than getting entangled in their destructive power games.
Maggie,
the indiscriminate giving. Generosity has a definite function.
Maggie, Maggie Dot.